No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today, we got one funny bastard, Ron Suno, in the building. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. Ron Suno, it's good to have you for me. Ron Suno from the Bronx, shit lady out here. Mm-hmm. Gang shit, you heard?
Bringing drill to the Bronx. But only drill rapper from
facts.
The Bronx.
Only drill rapper in the Bronx, you feel me? Because a lot of people don't be giving my recognition, you feel me? Because a lot of people that's doing drill in Brooklyn, you feel me? Mm. So I'm going to just go straight up to the point, like, people in Brooklyn is doing drill, but for me, I'm the only nigga in the Bronx doing drill. That's amazing, because there's nobody else that's doing drill. Everybody else is doing melody. Mm. Everybody else is doing different shit. So it's like, for me to jump in a rap lane as a comedian and just take over the whole drill shit, I think that's amazing. I ain't going to lie. Like, that's a powerful movement, you feel me?
Honest question, are you, like, overwhelmingly famous in the Bronx in particular, in New York in general? Like, is it kind of like you can't ever go to a bodega without there being a little bit of a scene?
Yeah, it's over. Bronx, you feel me? I got to be low-key. I got to put the face mask on.
Right.
The whole corona shit made it even better for me to wear the face mask, because now I could be low on purpose, you feel me? So
they could still see it, though? They could still see the chrome hearts? They see the chain? They're like, ah!
Yo, they see me through tinted windows. I don't even know how they see me. This shit be crazy, bro. I go a lot.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. All right, so tell me a little bit about the early days of Ron Suno. Let's go back to the earliest time.
All right, so the young Ron Suno, I was like 12 years old when I really started thinking about music, like comedy and all that. But like, I really wanted to be a rapper at first, you feel me? Like, my vision was to be a rapper, because I used to look up to people like Lil Wayne, for me, Soulja Boy, you feel me? Because the thing about Soulja Boy was, he started on social media, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I seen the platform that he took off with, and I was just like, I want to do the same thing. So me being young, 12 years old, using YouTube, I had my mom BlackBerry, you feel me? So I was using her phone, just doing little skits and shit, you feel me? Writing little rhymes. And then it came to me, like, I want to do rapping, you feel me? So I started rapping at the age of 13. I went to the Stew, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So at the age of 13, I took rapping serious, you feel me?
Who took you to the Stew?
Siri De Niro, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
That's my man, you heard? Like, that's my brother, whatever the case may be.
Okay, and had you just been rapping on the block, or how did he even recognize that you had something going on?
See, at the age of 13, you're not really understanding the vision that you got, but you understand the talent that you have, you feel me? So it's like, I knew that I could rap. So at the age of 13, he just took me to the Stew. He was just like, whatever you do, just whatever you feel comfortable with, just go crazy with. So at the time, I was just rapping for fun. Like, it was just like, just me doing it. But that's the time I really wanted to rap. So I just did that. But then at the age of like 14 to 15, bro, I really realized, like, yo, this is what I gotta do. So I had to find out a game plan to get lit, you feel me? So a lot of people didn't know I was a rapper. So when I started doing comedy at the age of 15, it took over the whole rapping shit, I ain't gonna lie.
But did you always know you were funny? Like, what were you like in school? Were you that kid who was getting suspended for cracking jokes and all that?
It's crazy, because look, I always been funny, but I never wanted to portray that image, you heard? Like, I never wanted to be like that funny nigga, because I didn't want people to not take me serious, because I'm a serious person at times, you feel me? I got two sides of me, you feel me? I'm funny and I'm serious. So it's like, at the time, I knew I was funny, but I didn't want the whole world to see me. But it's about being comfortable and letting people know you'd be yourself. So just me growing up, I wanted to be myself. So I was like, fuck it, you feel me? If this is what I got to do to get lit, you feel me? They're going to understand me more anyways, you feel me?
You remember Deshaun Raw? Like all those YouTube videos with like the rap battle, and like they'd be like, you know, he'd be spitting the horrible lyrics, and the fool would just, the whole crowd would be going crazy. Yeah, I was just watching a video last night about that whole thing. Like he blew up making those videos, and then he deleted every single thing off YouTube just because I think at a certain point, like, he just kind of got sick of being like the dude who was being funny on YouTube or whatever.
But the thing with him is, I just feel like with him, he took it too far with the comedy, you heard? Like, with me, I balanced my shit out, you heard? Like, I'm not giving people too much comedy. I'm not giving people too much music. So when you're trying to jump in this lane, I feel like I'm the first person to be able to do it successfully, because, like, you got to show people you got a serious side before you even got that funniness to you. Because it's like, Kevin Hart can't jump in the stool and just be drilling, you know what I mean? It don't make sense. So you got to show people that balance, you know what I mean?
But do you feel like you've always been focused on being able to do both? Like, has it, and do you feel like it's one cancels out the other? Because I feel like you are somebody who's doing very well for themselves, like in the rap thing, and you built your fan base initially from doing the skits. Like, you are kind of making it work, whereas, you know, prior to like Cardi B, shout out to the Bronx.
Yeah, shout out to Cardi.
We didn't even know that it was possible that somebody could be funny on the internet first and then become a poppin' rapper. And she obviously made it perfectly fucking clear that you could totally do
most definitely. I ain't gonna lie. And I just feel like, you feel me, that image, you feel me, it take off more than just music, you feel me? Just like having a personality is farther than just music, because now I could jump in a movie lane, you feel me? I'm making more open doors for myself, you feel me? So it's like, people saying I can't do both, you feel me? They just stopping their dream, you feel me? So fuck it, I'm doing what I gotta do, you feel me? Like,
I remember back in the day, it used to be like Joe Budden, like he was signed to a label making music and shit. He was an actual major label artist, and then they wanted him to be a host on a fucking on a morning show too, like a radio show.
Yeah.
And his label was just like, nah, like you can't do both.
Oh, well, that's what they said.
Yeah, to like back in this is like early 2000s, you know, 2005 maybe, and like back then that was kind of seen as how it was, is that you just, if you're trying to be a rapper, you can't just be giving out your personality to people on doing media and stuff.
You got one image that people understand, you feel me? Once you go out that image, it's like, what are you doing? You feel me? This is not something that people used to.
Like, we have seen a lot of rappers over the years who kind of like started doing movies, and then people kind of stopped taking them as seriously as a rapper, which is, it's odd, but.
Facts. And it's all an illusion, you heard? Like, you just got to you gotta make people understand you, like, you feel me? Like, with me, I feel like people gonna understand me. They gotta understand me, because this is real life, you feel me? This is something I really do, like, you feel me? I really rap, you feel me? It's just comedy, my personality.
Right.
So when I give people my personality, they can understand I got a funny side to me, but this nigga is serious too, like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's different over here, like, you feel me? I come from the Bronx, you feel me?
Right.
I seen a lot, did a lot, you feel me? I've been through a lot, so it's different, you feel me?
Well, yeah. Do you feel like, did you grow up in kind of like a grimy atmosphere where you get in trouble as a kid and stuff? Because a lot of times when somebody sees somebody being good at doing skits and stuff, they just assume that they don't have any kind of shit that they went through as a young person and shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a small kid, you feel me? Like, I always seen shit, you feel me? But I always knew how to get out of a situation, you feel me? So I was never in a situation I could never get out of, you heard? Like, so I always moved smart, you feel me? I always had that brain, you feel me? That mindset. And that's how I'm here to this day, you feel me? Just doing what I gotta do, making my dream come true. Because I stay focused and block out all the people that was trying to get me distracted. Because you always gonna learn from mistakes, you feel me? I had mistakes where I've been through certain situations, and then I learned from them, you feel me? Because I'm not gonna go through the same situation. I don't want it to happen again. So you go through them and you learn, you heard? So that's what I did, you feel me? Just kept learning as I got older. I grew up faster, you feel me? I'm only 20 years old. Grew up mad fast, word.
Right, definitely. Okay, so when you dove into the skit thing, what were you doing at first, and what was the first shit that actually took off and got popular?
See, I ain't gonna lie, before I do a skit, I was outside, like, you feel me? I wasn't even thinking about skits, so it's just like, when you outside, you need something that just, you want to be lit, like, you don't want to, you feel me, niggas not knowing you, this shit is crazy, bro, so, like, I wanted my name to be that, you feel me, Ron Suno, like, that's a brand, you heard? So, like, at that time, like, I had this vision where if I do skits on Facebook, you feel me, it drew attention, because that's where old people, like, I went to school with, I had on Facebook, you heard? So I started doing skits on Facebook. It started shooting, you feel me, like, going viral. I did the Weave Challenge, you feel me? It's in 2K.
Weave.
So I knew it's going to go far, you heard? So once I started doing that, it was over, you feel me? I stuck to the comedy. I fell in love with it. Because I seen how the fans was reacting to it. So I didn't really jump into the rap lane so quick, because I felt like people were still grasping on from the comedy. I was still growing from that. So I just let all the followers kept growing from the comedy, then gave them my music at the right time, you heard?
You're, like, if I had to define, like, what makes your shit so funny, is that that very much is what it feels like, is it feels like a dude on the street in New York, just fucking around with his friends and shit. Even the shit you're talking about, you're like, oh, when I say I'm going to go upstairs, I'll go upstairs, like, I might not be back for like 3 hours. I'm going to take a nap on this shit. But people don't even know that, like, that environment in New York of, like, motherfuckers really just standing around on the block and just hanging out on a beautiful summer night. And that there really is that weird dynamic of, that's like, if you go back upstairs, you might not be down for 3 hours, even though you just told everybody that you were going to be right back.
That's how life is. And that's how my skits are. I feel like all of my skits is real life situations, you feel me? And I don't think people be understanding that. Like, I do skits that everybody can relate to, because I know people go through it, like relationship problems, you feel me? Shit that happened in the store, you feel me? So any skit I do is more about things people went through, you feel me? I don't really do like clown skits. I'm not that type of comedy skit. I'm not that type of comedian, so for me,
it's relatable shit.
Yeah, you feel me?
And when did, like, you have a kind of like a signature process of like different moves you make in a lot of the videos where you twirl around, you almost like walk away from the camera, and then you come back ready to fight.
Yeah, facts, you feel me?
How'd you think that up, or where did that develop from?
It's just like, when you got that vision, you feel me? I had a vision, so it's like, you gotta understand, you gotta be yourself, right? So in order to be yourself, you gotta let people know why you're different, you feel me? So it's like, for example, people don't like 6ix9ine, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I don't care about this nigga, you heard? But the nigga got rainbow hair, you feel me? That's his image, you heard? Mm-hmm. For me, it's different niggas that got different images, you heard? So it's like me, I square up, that's my image. So me doing that is drawing attention to me. That's Ron Suno, that's the nigga that square up.
Right.
That's the nigga that rap, you feel me?
Right.
I'm just creating the image more for me.
Have you dealt with the fact that like some people are gonna see you squaring up like that in videos and just automatically wanna see what your hands is like?
I mean, like, I don't ever think like that because when I'm in person, it's like, it's a different energy. Like, I'm really outside, like, you feel me? Like, I'm not just like, yo, you feel me? Like, I'm, you feel me? What's up? How you doing, bro? You feel me?
Right.
So I don't think people will come up to you in that energy, like, you feel me?
But I have seen you in videos where it looks like you're squaring up with random ass people, and you, like, I never really seen anybody in the videos tweak out on you too bad, yeah. But it seems like a possibility.
Yeah, like, I had one situation, I did the weed challenge. Somebody like, what's up? You bugging. I'm like, oh, you feel me? But I ain't fight back, you know, it's a skit. I'm like, yo, right. You doing a vid? Like, shit like that, though. It was crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
Right, yeah. No, we posted a fucking video of our homie, fucking Frosty the Snowman, getting in a fight the other day. And he squares up so crazy. He's like got his fists up in the air and shit. And I've been just studying for your shit, getting ready for this. And I'm watching it and I'm like, yo, he's just joking. Like, they're not really gonna fight. And then they really started fighting. And I had seen too many clips of you fucking fake squaring up.
So it looked like it wasn't even real.
My mind is all tweaked out.
It's all illusion to you now. It's all crazy. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I do. You feel me? Like, I know magic type shit. Scientist.
That is what it's all about. Yeah,
connect the dots and shit like that.
Right, for
you
sure.
For me, I want to say this too, you feel me? Because swag like Mike 2 about to come out, you heard? Like, so you know I got to turn the volume up for the streets, you heard? For me?
Right.
I ain't go a lot. Swag like Mike 1 is out already, you feel me? I had Blueface, I had 5VO, you feel me? Sosa Geek. So shout out to everybody that was on my tape, Smooth L. There's a lot of people that did features on that tape. But this new tape, Swag Like Mike 2, we're going to go crazier, you heard? Like,
right.
I got DDG. Shout out to DDG. Like,
shout out to DDG.
That's my homie, you heard? Like, he showed mad love from DDG. And I got more features coming soon. Just stay tuned, you feel me? It's going crazy. It's going to look nice for the Bronx.
Right.
It's going to look nice for the
Bronx. Yeah, how did you form some of those relationships, like, with Favi and all these different
real dudes York in particular? Tie. New York ties, you heard?
Right.
For me, like, when you somebody that's outside, you're going to run into people, you feel me? Like, I was bound to run into Favi. I was bound to run into the people I linked up with. So it's like, when you link up with them, it's genuine communication. So it's like, we knew what's up, you feel me? Bronx to Brooklyn, we went crazy after that, you heard? So shout out to Brooklyn, I ain't going to lie. Brooklyn, like, my second hometown.
You have a little scare yesterday when the word came out that Favi got shot?
Yeah, you feel me? Because that's the homie, you feel me? I don't like things happening bad to us, you heard? Like, shit is crazy how 2020, we losing a lot of people, you feel me? And you don't want to lose somebody else, you feel me? Shit is crazy.
And it was falsely reported that he got killed at first, and then they peddled that back real quick.
Yo, the internet crazy, bro, you heard?
Yeah.
These niggas, they always going to say some shit. I don't know why, I mean, but it is what it is.
Putting up the RIP post, you can't do it unless you 100% sure. Because I was sitting there for like a few seconds scrolling through Twitter like, no,
yeah,
he can't, no. Facts. And then I realized he wasn't. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's scary shit to play with. Like, you had me in my head like, we got another dead New York rapper all of a sudden. I'm like, no.
Especially coming from New York, you heard, like, for me.
Yeah.
I like 5 years, so it's like, that's bad news. I don't like shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
Death is crazy, bro.
No, and I mean, New York has, like, such a crazy history in rap, but then there's also been, like, a lot of really sad endings to quite a few people's careers, whether they, you know, fucking got locked up or got killed or fucking snitched and everybody stopped fucking with them or whatever, but, yeah, that would have been awful situation.
Thanks.
Okay, but so when do you start doing more of the drill type stuff? And were you rapping, like, fucking... Were you Joel Santana in a previous part of your life, or what? Do you have like a prior stage or some shit? Or
like kinda, when I really started taking rap shit, and I
but did you kind of come in the game as a drill rapper?
I really wanted to come in the game as like a lyrical rapper at first, you heard? Because I started doing freestyles. So I was doing freestyles on Facebook just to keep like people familiar with my rapping, but I wasn't posting music. I wasn't posting like music on SoundCloud, Apple Music, none of that. Like, I was still doing skits on Facebook at the age of 17, you feel me, whatever, because I'm 20 right now. So at the age of 17, I was posting like little freestyle, letting people know I rap, but it wasn't on the drill level at the time. It was more, for me, I'm putting balls together, like, you feel me, I'm really nice. So then the next year later, after I did the weed challenge, I slowed down, you heard? Like, I took a year off, you feel me? Because there was a lot going on for me, you feel me? So I was going through a lot of shit.
Took a year off from rapping and doing skits?
Yeah, I just took a year to get my mind right. I just need to understand myself, you heard? Like, so like 2018, I was just focused on me, just trying to perfect my craft and how I could better myself. So what I did was, you feel me, just took away from everybody, you feel me, just focused on me. Then I dropped a song right after that called Part On With My Crew. I mean, so after that song dropped, I seen the love I was getting off the music, because I was a little weary about dropping music, knowing people not going to fuck with my shit, so I was going to get mad, for me. But then again, I was like, fuck you, for me, be yourself. So after I did that, it was over.
Right. But that's like, when you're somebody who's like, you know, famous for making content on the internet or rapping or whatever, it's like you don't, if you take a year off, usually a lot of the times the fans are not going to really stick around for you. Like they move on mad quick, right?
Yeah, it was over. I had to, because I lost it. I lost it. I ain't going to lie. And that's when I moved on to Instagram. After I lost it.
The Facebook juice slowed down?
Yeah, it was over Facebook. Dude.
Facebook is a tricky beast, man.
Facts. And it's good that I lost it on Facebook, because Facebook not even lit no more.
Right.
Nothing wrong with Facebook. Shout out to Facebook, but
if you get Facebook lit on Facebook, it's like Trump supporters and like the dudes you went to elementary school with.
Facts. All the kids you went to school with, you gonna see them on Facebook. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know what it is. It's like people who stay on Facebook are people who still want to keep talking to their like 200 friends on there, and they don't want to start a Twitter or an Instagram and have to start out with like four friends.
They never want to start over. Like, those are people you stay away from. They might be serial killers.
Facebook is a whole a whole platform for serial killers.
Yeah, I'm good on Facebook. I deactivated mine.
Did you really?
Yeah, I don't got Facebook right now.
I still be posting shit on there sometimes, getting like 100 likes and shit.
Yeah, for me,
feels kind of stupid.
Instagram is weird.
Yeah, it's a million times more. Yeah,
all the baddies.
Are there baddies on Facebook? I don't know.
Nah, because it's people you know already.
Trump
lovers.
Everybody.
Yeah,
the girls with Confederate flags wrapped around them and shit. Right.
Yeah, I'm good off that, baby. I'm good off that. You heard? I'm from the trenches. I don't know about Trump. You heard? I want Barack Obama back at the. I might run for president.
Right.
I might run for president.
You might.
Yeah, I have to, bro.
Announcement exclusive.
Yo, free bacon, egg, and cheeses, right? Free Timberland boots. And every time you come to my crib, you get a free eighth.
There it is.
That's a fact.
You never saw weed, dude.
Nah, I'm not a drug dealer.
No.
But I'm president, so you could do that. When you're president, you could do whatever you want.
Right.
Facts, you feel me?
You think if you met a bad bitch, but she was also a Trump supporter, you think you could, like, hold in all the shit you wanted to say until you piped?
I'm too blunt. Like, I'll be like, yo, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you doing that? You feel me? You fucking with me and you want this. Like, right. What's that about? Like, you heard?
So but she would be like, you're not one of them.
What the fuck is you talking about? Why you playing with me, shorty? Like, what you mean I'm not one of them? Like, I could be. Like, yo, don't play with me. You heard? Stay with me. You heard? Like, she bugging. Had to fix the fit. Like, shit me.
I'm not gonna lie. I fucked a racist girl back in the day. It was kind of weird.
You said what?
I fucked a racist girl back in the day. I had to hold my tongue. She was saying some crazy shit.
You just gotta put all the anger during the sex. You just gotta really show her. Like, when you turn girls, like, you can't even argue back with.
Right.
You just show them in bed. Like, you feel me? Like, you know what? I got something for you. You feel me? Then you put in a submission. You heard full Nelson. Then go UFC crazy. Had that bitch be like this and just start wilding. You heard?
Right.
Boom. Let me bang him. Let me bang him. Shit me. You going crazy, bro.
Right. If I power bomb her, though, I don't know. People might not be feeling that.
Nah, they don't know. You just got to keep it low.
No, I was telling them. She was racist.
She was racist. But don't make it hot, though. She might call somebody. I don't know.
It's weird, though, because when I think about it, this is back when we used to be doing Zans and shit. And like that made it a lot easier to just not say anything when she
You taking Zans?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Like, you're too young. You don't remember the Zan days.
Yeah, I don't know about
it's
that.
Old school,
you know, weed and water, you heard?
Percocets.
High and hydration.
It's a perk era these days.
It's a percolated. Heavy percolation.
Wait, were you a perk guy ever? You avoid that part of the life?
Yo, I never take pills. I ain't gonna lie.
That's good. Very good thing pills to stay away from.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm more of like just marijuana. Like, you feel me? I love to get high because it just keep me calm. I got ADHD. So I just feel like weed is a thing that keep me high, like motivated and just calm. You heard? Like, I'll smoke. For me, that's the only thing I'll do, like, you feel me?
You don't get the Henny bottle?
Nah, I drink a little Zool.
Okay.
A little Zool, you feel me? But that's if I'm, like, lit, like, you feel me? If I'm going to the stool, you feel me? I'm linking up with the little Setti, you heard? Like, I got a little Setti, she about to pull up. I'm like, I got a little bottle.
When I'm watching, like, New York rap videos and shit, it's just, everybody stay with a Henny bottle.
That's a fact.
It's universal at this point in time.
That's a part of the outfit. For me, like, you got to have any Henny bottle with the J's, you heard? Like, it just complements the fit. Me.
That's real.
A little sign.
Got a match.
I go crazy, you heard? Drip for sale. I got drip for sale. Ron Suno. I mean, Chrome Heart.
Chrome Heart.
Heart.
Dior shirt.
Dior shirt, you feel me? Big stepper with the Ethicas.
Ooh.
I got them hands like a wrestler. She's sucking me up on my Ethicas.
Oof.
If they want war, we let them up. We help with the V Beretta tuck. Yo, I don't even think I'm a drill rapper. I think I'm just like a literal rapper.
Right.
I rap about literal things. Literal I think I'm things. A little bit too handsome.
But you do a lot of pulling up and shooting up the block in your raps and shit, right?
Yeah, because I'm trying to give people what they want.
Mm.
But when I give people what I want, they're going to see what type of rapper I am.
What are you? You going to be dropping the Erykah Badu cover album or some shit? You going to be talking soft and sexy to them, no?
Shit, not like that. You heard, like, shout out to her, though. I ain't going to lie. She look, I ain't. You mean, like, Erykah Badu is shot, like, you know what I mean?
You be rapping nigga. Way different. If she come in, your music about to take a giant change.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
She'll change your whole energy.
Most definitely. She's going to take the whole platform over, like, you know what I mean? Like, shout out to her, though. Like, I'll do a song with Alicia Keys. Facts. Alicia Keys is crazy.
She might treat you right.
Yo, I love Alicia Keys. I got a crush on her.
No, you should wife up like Foxy Brown or Lil' Kim. They could teach you. They could put you on some game, you know?
They dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm good. They fuck around and control me. I don't need a girl that's going to control me. I need a girl that I could take care of you for me. And she got to listen to me. I'm daddy, you heard? Right. Listen to me. For me, no,
you got to go like new generation, like rapper slash OnlyFans chick.
That's a fact.
There's a lot of New York bartenders turned OnlyFans baddie slash aspiring rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so for example, who you think is fire right now? Like through the OnlyFans Instagram type of stage right now. What type of female you think?
I'd be on Suki. Suki Hana. I'd be lurking her shit.
Oh yeah, Suki, I ain't gonna lie.
I'd be lurking Chinese Kitty.
Oh, yo, Chinese Kitty, what about?
She look
stop
good,
stop playing
huh?
with me, Chinese.
Stop, yeah, stop playing with him.
She playing.
When you hit the DM, she needs to respond. She did? All right, good.
She cool. Really, she looks so loud, but yo, bro. Come on, I like Dream Daughter. I ain't gonna lie. Dream Daughter, I go crazy. Dream Daughter, stop playing with me. You heard? Like, I'm gangster. I'm not gonna lie. You heard? Like, I want you shot. Like, you know what I mean?
Just shoot your shot. Anybody else you wanna shoot the shot with here? Bro, you could go above and beyond. You could name a Kardashian right now. Bro, Black China, she watching.
Bro, let me tell you something. I shoot my shot. If you want me, let's go crazy. You heard?
He just needs a clout boo. Like a girl that you could really like make some clout moves
let's
with.
Go,
you know?
Let me keep you under the wing real quick. You feel me? Let's pop out that guy. We look good for a reason. You heard?
Right. Don't facts. You feel like that when you start looking at people's relationships these days that it seems like they kind of like are just teaming up? It's like a collab.
Yeah.
Every relationship like a collab, right?
Collaboration. I'm like damn, this is beneficial. Like, every relationship has been official. I remember my relationship was just nothing but arguments and stress. Now everything about money and success. I'm like, damn. Right.
I know.
Shit is crazy, bro.
Relationships used to be about like her doing your laundry and shit. Now it's like you got to look good in the Instagram photo.
I mean, you got to have a YouTube ready. Like, you know what I mean? Damn.
You got to have that good chemistry on camera where you're talking about your day and shit.
Damn, bro.
It's real.
I like going on. I don't know. Let me tell you something. Like, I'm not like a date type of guy. I ain't gonna lie. I like Uber Eats. Like, I don't like a girl that want to go out to eat all the time. Like, you feel me? I'm mad lazy. Like, let's go out to eat. I'm hungry. What you want to go outside for? Like, I'm taking. Come on, bro. You wildin'.
If you're a cheapskate like us, this Corona share has really been beautiful because all these $300, $400 meals and shit. I'm just not doing it. I'm staying in the crib. We're getting Postmates, maybe. I'll make a ham sandwich for you. Maybe we could pour up some V8. But
you said maybe.
You know, it's like for the most part, you in the crib. Like, and you don't have really reason to buy drip like that no it's more over. Because you don't have to go to the club.
And it's like in the crib, the main drip is the slippers, basketball shorts, and the tank top. You heard?
Pop.
Oh, you see, he came prepared. You would be see. I would have had mine on, but it was over. I had to come with
no,
the
you,
drip.
No, see, you're the one getting interviews, so you came through dripping. For me, yeah, myself, facts. I'm just sitting here looking like dog shit. Everybody gonna make fun of my fucked up knee.
I go, like, you always be chilling in your interviews. I be seeing you just be just chilling.
It's hard to make chilling. That decision to really drip for the interview. It's tough, you know.
You don't want to be tribute to the artist. That's crazy.
Nah, no.
How you interview the artist and you look like the artist?
Imagine that. They're going to spend the whole time talking about how good you look. How, like, oh, man, like, your Chrome Hearts is better than mine. You won the Chrome Wars, you know? It is what it is.
I'd have said, damn it. I'm all petty. Corona.
Just blame it on Corona.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful. You know what's crazy, though? The Corona situation, that shit stopped my flex. Girls is not trying to travel. I'm social distancing. What you mean? I'm in the crib too. Let's quarantine together. Like, what you mean, shorty? Like,
right.
Yeah, girls was acting like they were scared of this corona, but wasn't scared when I was hearing from bang. Yeah, you shut up. What you talking about?
That's real. If I wasn't in a relationship, it's weird to think about, because if I wasn't in a relationship, I guarantee I'd be running around doing all kinds of stupid shit with all these different girls, you know? I wouldn't give a fuck. You putting pussy over everything, right?
Who, me?
Anyone.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying.
I mean, it's just like realistically, it's like, are you going to tell a bad looking woman that she can't come over just because somebody on the other side of town is sick?
Yo,
I'm going to just push it out of my mind and just keep on moving.
That's a fact.
I mean, that if I was single.
I ain't going to lie, though. Like, I'm mad picky. Like, I don't even be liking all the girls I'll be around, bro. Like, I like girls that I want. You know what I mean? I got, for me, like a certain type. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not racist or nothing. Like, for me, I'll talk to a girl if she's genuinely for me.
You're saying you're not racist, so you only like white girls?
Nah. Oh, I mean, I'll talk to a white girl. Like, you for me, I don't discriminate. Right. You know, I'll talk to any girl, but it's like a preference that I really look for that grab my attention. Like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, she got to be like nice toes, you for me, nice head. Oh, you know what I mean?
But let me ask you this. If you came out and you all of a sudden are in an Instagram relationship, so you flexing your girl, she's on your gram all the time, you're on her gram all the time, but she white, she got blonde hair, she's from Long Island, she like is straight white as fuck. Do you feel like you get a lot of blowback from that? Like a lot of people would not really be feeling that?
Nah, because my image, they going to go crazy. They like shit like that. My Instagram, they want that. They want to see me do that.
Yeah, yeah. They would kind of think that was funny, huh?
Yeah, they crazy. I ain't going to lie. I love my supporters, though. So, for me, if y'all want to let me have a white girl, then let me know in the comments. Like, Sharon's going to get a white girlfriend. For me, like, let me know. For me.
Right. Because, I mean, if I wasn't already in a relationship and I was posted up with, I don't know, Alexis Sky. Don't you think my viewers would be like, yes, that's so tight.
Yo,
that
they support that. They support
that. They would love that.
She's a baddie.
Her fans would be so mad.
They would.
My fans would love it.
Mm-hmm. It's like a 50-50 chance. Like, her fans go crazy. Like, are you serious, Alexis? And then your fans like, damn, you get Alexis. I ain't gonna lie. Alexis is a different story, though.
That's a different story. Mm-hmm. It's a whole totally different level of clout.
That's a fact. And there's another, what's that girl name, bro? She sing, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna get her name later. I ain't gonna lie, she look mad good. Like, I be shooting my shot.
You should shoot your shot with Ruby Rose since little TJ did it bad.
Yo,
you need to go come in there and be like, yo, I'm your knight in shining armor. But she got mad clout now because she in that Cardi B and Meg video.
No word.
She had the cameo in that, so her stock is at an all-time high at this moment.
Nah, she look bad good.
So, yeah, Ruby's bad.
She look wild good.
She's super cool.
I know she got nice toes too.
I don't know about that.
Yo, but I like really nice heart. Yo, she look bad. Yo,
you
bro,
a toe
Ruby?
Sucker?
How, me?
You a toe sucker?
Nah, I'm not sucking toes.
I've been seeing some porno lately where the dude's smashing, the girl got her foot up in the air, he starts sucking on the toe.
That is crazy. That's crazy. Never suck a girl. I'll probably
fresh
massage
fresh up out the Timberland?
Nah, I'm not doing
it. Pull it out the Timberland and just put it in your mouth. Timberland.
You hit a noise. You hit a... Yep. Take the Timberland off.
Is that tight, airtight leather compression on there?
Yo, Adam is crazy, yo. Nah, facts though.
No, that's real. Okay, but so who have you connected with in the rap game since you started doing your thing? Like, obviously, you've had some big features and stuff. Are you, do you have the labels on your dick? Do you have, like what's going on? Do you have, like, old heads trying to hit you up, trying to get a feature, trying to get hot again? What's going on?
Oh, man. I go a lot.
Fuck is you talking about?
Fuck is they teeing about? Fuck is they teeing about? You heard? But long story short, like, I get a lot of label meetings, you feel me? Like, I've been through a lot of label meetings. We was talking, you feel me? A lot of shit going on. And a lot, you feel me? I was connecting with a lot of rappers on Instagram, you feel me? Like, I gotta say names, is it?
Nah, I mean, whatever you're comfortable saying.
Nah, yeah, but like, you feel me? There's a couple rappers that, you know, that's in the game that be showing love. And so I met a lot of people so far, you feel me? Like, just in Cali, I've been meeting a lot of people. So, you feel me? I might just come to Cali more often, like, just all the time, like, you feel me? Just because it's, like, more SF for me.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of opportunity out here. What have you ever done anything in a skit that you later on ended up regretting or anything that you ended up thinking was kind of weird after the fact?
Yeah, like my old skits.
Like what?
Like my old skits was more me like being a kid. Like I was doing crazy shit. Like I was putting wigs on and shit.
Right.
I don't like shit like that, you heard? Like I would never do that now, you feel me? Like that's the younger me, like when I was just goofy, like just having fun, you feel me? Like when I was doing that comedy shit. But now I'm more like, you feel me? People gotta understand me, you feel me? I'm not doing that now, you heard? Like I'm not going on the gram making a fool of myself, you heard? Like,
yeah, because I seen one video of you that kind of blew my mind, and you were like in your underwear and you had a long ass scarf on.
I didn't think about that video too.
And I was like, whoa. Rob, what are you doing here? What's going on?
I'll never do that video again.
No? Nah. Well, I didn't even like, I don't know if I heard the audio or I don't know what the joke was supposed to be. It just struck me. I was like, damn, I feel like he wouldn't do that right now.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I was crazy when I was younger. I was like a risk taker, like, you know what I mean? I didn't mind going to different places in public and just going crazy. So like, that's what I wanted to do.
It's also part of it when you're young, you just feel like you're down to do anything to get the clout moving, right? And then at a certain point, you're like, no, I'm going to fall back and only do shit that I think is tight more so.
Yeah, facts. And it's like, when you're older, you know about consequences more. You know what it's like. You feel me? If you do this, you get in trouble for this. Like, me doing a weed challenge, I'm going to keep doing it. But if I was to kept doing, I would probably end up in jail. You're like, just fuck with the wrong person, got into a situation. You never know. Like,
right.
You know? So that's mainly why I just had to figure out what I really want to do.
At least you ain't as fucked up as my boy Pompano Randy, because he would always be doing this shit where he would pull up in a car on a random person and jump out and say, "You jumped my brother," or "No, you jumped my daddy," and he just squares up with him and starts chasing him, and people run for their fucking lives because they think they're about to die.
Yo, he wild.
He's crazy.
Can't do that in the Bronx. You wild. That's some other state shit. You heard?
Yeah, it's Florida.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Florida, you can get away with a lot more, I guess.
Facts. For me, Bronx niggas is, you for me, what you running up on me like that? Especially the 6 feet distance, you for me? I don't like people. For me, if I see a supporter and they run up on me, oh, chill.
Right.
I get nervous fast, like, you feel me? I don't know what people trying to do, you feel me? Like,
sometimes that energy, you don't know if it's love or it's hate. It looks very similar in the heat of the moment.
Facts, because it's like the eye, like, then it's another thing. I never been through that situation.
No, everybody been cool for the most part.
Yeah, facts.
That's good. That's good to know. What's up with the Hip Hop Harry challenge? How you get put down with Hip Hop Harry?
Oh, like, you feel me? As a kid?
Go.
I go a lot. Hip Hop Harry is crazy, like, you feel me? Like, everybody love Hip Hop Harry because it's just like, as a kid growing up, we used to watch Teletubby, we used to watch Barney, and then it was Hip Hop Harry. That was like a thing that reminded us of like getting light. You heard, like, getting light is a thing that took place in like New York, you feel me? Harlem shit like that. And as a kid, like, he had people in the dance circle, you feel me, that was dancing getting light. So I was like, you know, I was doing mad skits about like iCarly, Zoe 101. Mm. So I was like, let me bring back Hip Hop Harry, you feel me? So that's mainly what my skits is about now, is just bringing back all the throwback shit, you feel me? So if you peep, I did the Drake and Josh shit. I did mad like old videos of like things that people remember as a childhood. I just bring it back to let people know, like, you feel me, it's still here.
See, I found out about Hip Hop Harry like 2 months ago from my friend AD. He's just talking about like his kids liking it and shit. So I didn't even know this was like a thing that had been out for a while.
Yeah.
And now he got a banging song. You hear it in the clubs and shit.
Word, that's crazy.
So isn't that crazy? That's crazy. That really helped him break through from just being a kid entertainer, right?
Nah, word. It's like, damn, like, how you gonna get a plaque?
Probably.
Shout out to Hip Hop Harry. My son, Hip Hop Harry, about to get a plaque. He about to get.
He out here doing Instagram lives with rappers and shit, just showing everybody love. Like, he's really. I don't even know what's going on under the suit.
Yeah, facts. I ain't gonna lie. Hip Hop Harry, though, I never met him yet, though. Like, the person. Never met him, but I definitely talked to him on the phone and shit. Like, for me, he mad cool.
He talked to him on the phone. That's tight.
He was on FaceTime. He was like, "Yo, what's up, Hip Hop Harry?" It was cool.
He didn't say anything that he wouldn't say on camera. He's like asking you about the bitches and like, you know, you got any perks and shit. You know? You got some weed.
Nah, he didn't say that. Yo, you know, he's the same person. He's like, "Hey, it's Hip Hop Harry." I was like, "Whoa, what the fuck?" Like, what was going on?
He's exactly the same. That's why it's like being Nardwar. Because you're like, what the fuck? This guy's exactly like he is on camera.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. He's not catfishing. This is real life. Like,
this is really how it goes down.
Thanks.
So what's your like dancing background? Because you had some dancing videos back in the day. I still see you like, that's one of the things. Like, dancing is blowing up in general. Everybody wants to be a fucking master foot technician at this point.
Facts. Everybody trying to do the same thing for me.
You
just gotta be different at it, you feel me? Like, we could all do the same thing, but what makes you different at doing it? Like, that's why Michael Jordan was different on the court, you feel me? Like, everybody play basketball, but Michael Jordan's a different type of basketball player. So it's just like, dancing for me was just me, like, me having ASD, like, always being able to move, like, you feel me? If I know how to move, I gotta know how to dance, you feel me? I can't just be moving around and not dance, you feel me? So, just growing up, I just love dancing, bro.
Right.
Or, like, Chris Brown.
And now it's hot. I know a lot of people that didn't dance for like 10, 15 years. Now dancing's back and they're like, oh, all right, I guess we dancing.
So fast. A lot of things that wasn't cool back then, it's cool now.
Right.
You feel me? Like I feel like tight jeans is in style right now. Like, you feel me? Shit like that. You feel me? Those are shit that's in style right now. You feel me? Like, my Mary's is tight. You feel me? Like, I don't wear baggy jeans no more. But you got older people that get mad when you wear shit like that. Cause like, why are you doing that? You feel me? But it's a new generation we live in. You feel me? The music is different.
Right.
The message we giving out is different. You feel me? And it's like, it's not a good thing that the message we giving out is different. But it's just a simple fact that you got kids that already understand what's going on cause they already got phones.
Right.
You feel me? So it's like, we saying we can't do this, we can't do that, but it's kids that already got TikTok at the age of 10, bro. You feel me? Like, I didn't have a phone at 10.
I feel like, just, you know, this is me just making an attempt at, like, authoring your skits for you, but I think you should get a fit or multiple fits that make you look like Joel Santana in 2003, like giant shirt, big ass pants, weird, like giant fucking fitted cap.
What made you say that?
It just struck me as that would be so funny. Yo, there's so many things you could do of like you being on the block and like just everybody look normal and you come through like that and that's your character.
Fine. That's fine. I ain't gonna lie.
I might have to bust it out. I'll look like Paul Wall if I put that on.
Yo,
though.
Paul Wall. What happened to Paul Wall? He had grills and lost them. Yeah. That was it.
I feel like Paul Wall like got so hot and then he was just humble and he just fell back and he was just like, you know what? I don't even really need to be on this famous shit like that.
I used to like Paul Wall. For me, like that was a old school rap I would listen to.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
a legend 2000s. Right there, yeah.
For me,
he held it down. Not many white boys who've been as accepted and beloved as Paul Wall.
Facts. And Paul Wall, he's a different type of white person. Like Eminem, you could tell like the rapper lane that he chose because it was like Paul Wall, then it was Eminem. You feel me? Like he was more of the like the gangster side, like the for me, like the down south side.
Fly, chill, Texas.
Eminem
gentleman.
Was lyrical. You know?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
A little too lyrical for some people.
Yeah, like Lil Dicky, he's fun and he's lyrical for me. So
you gonna drop a song with Lil Dicky?
Yeah, I would, because he entertainer too?
The show's funny as fuck.
He had a show, right?
Yeah. Dave? Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, it's one of the best rap-related TV shows I've ever seen.
I gotta watch
Super
that.
Funny.
I gotta watch that. I ain't gonna lie. I heard about Lil Dicky because a lot of people compare me to him because they say I did the same thing he did, I guess, because he rap and he do comedy.
Uh-huh.
But so it's like, I definitely want to look into him. But I'll do a song with him for me. Why not?
Right.
Let's go crazy.
Let's get it. You've been boxing since you were a kid?
Yeah, I know how to box. I go lie, I ain't go to the gym though, but I was like touring the house.
No, you did a no jumper vlog and you went and you fucked up some big ass dude.
Oh yeah,
knocked
facts.
Him out clean, pow.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Black Dave.
Yeah, shout out Dave.
Yeah, so you know how that goes for me. Little Mike Tyson, for me. Mike Tyson. Bang.
That was a good one right there.
Facts. You seen that left hook? You seen
yeah, it? It's powerful.
I know. I go lie, like I know how to defend myself though. Always. You gotta know how to protect yourself. Now use your hands first, you feel me?
Yeah.
You lose some, you win some, but you live. You live fight another day, you heard?
New York is like the last home of the fist fight in America because it's like the hardest place to have a strap at.
In facts. In
not New that York. People don't, but there's less.
Mm-hmm. And like, 2020 is a crazy year though.
Mm.
2020 is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. 2020, I've seen all of it. Mm. This whole year is like a movie. If the 2020 was a movie, it'd go viral.
It was like Juice WRLD and Kobe,
mm-hmm.
and then everything else. It was like mad challenges to that. Like, oh, it can't get worse than Juice WRLD and Kobe dying. And then it's like, oh, well, yeah, you want to see? Every nice. Other bad thing you can think of is going to happen for the rest of the year.
It was over. It was just like, I don't know, bro. I be feeling like the world fake sometimes. Like, this shit's like a movie. Like, are we living in a movie or some shit? You don't think that?
In a movie? I don't know. You know, I do think about that because, you know, you ever heard of simulation theory?
Yeah.
So basically, like, the idea that in the future, society will get more progressed enough that they'll be able to create exact simulations of humanity, like the way that we create video games, and that most likely, once this happens, there'll be millions or billions or infinite simulations being run, and that our existence is probably just one of those simulations.
That was from the scientific
it's shit. More likely than not, because if there's billions of these things that are going to be done in the future, then we're most likely one of them. So you think about that sometimes when like really weird shit happens and it's like,
yeah, like, how did that happen?
Yeah, is this just some guy sitting there playing with his fucking computer and he just decided that he was just going to, you know, drop a contagion upon us and we wouldn't be able to leave the house for a year
UFO
or two?
UFO in the sky and shit. I'm like, what? Like, this is crazy.
I'm going to make Donald Trump the president. Boom. He presses that button.
And then it was over after that.
And then we're just, we got to deal with it for 4 or maybe 8 years.
Yeah, you know how the life goes. It's crazy. But you think, I got a question too though, speaking of this. You think robots is going to like take over the humanity?
I mean, you know, you wonder. You wonder if we're going to just keep doing the artificial intelligence and making smarter and smarter robots until it finally gets to the point that they can't help but possibly be smarter than us and we can't control them. I don't know. Hopefully they like build in shit to the robots and to the artificial intelligence so that that's not possible. But
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know, bro. If I find out robots is here, though, you heard? I'm moving to Jupiter, you heard, with the guys. I'm packing my bags, nigga. We
you
out.
Imagine that would be like if you just had to tell your girl, like, man, like, Brian, who's always hanging out by the store, man, I think he a robot.
Yeah, I think he a robot.
He pulled up
moving.
His pant like the other day. He's not blinking. Some metal.
He not blinking. Nigga said it started raining. He was electrocuted. I don't know if he's real or not. I don't know. You gotta stay away from Brian. You look a little funny.
Hey, that's
that'd,
real.
That'd be crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That's I wouldn't real. Be. I'll be. And somebody on Instagram right now that looks like a cartoon. Do you know about that
and
girl?
It's not a real person. Yeah.
Is that a real? What is this?
No, it's like a fake entity that they invented.
I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. That's
at one point, they wanted me to interview her. And they were going to, like, I don't know, we were going to, like, do some shit where, like, we edited it to make it look like she was sitting there.
You lying, bro.
Yeah, they hit me up about that at one point. It never happened.
That's some crazy shit. I go, a lot of shit like that, I don't know how people think of that.
Mm.
That's, like, a different type of mindset, you feel me? Like,
you have a sex doll at the crib?
Never.
No.
Like, I would never, like, you feel me? My being my me days is over.
Really?
Right? Those days is over.
Wow.
Facts, you feel me? Like,
couldn't be me, man. I still got to whack it around once in a while.
No, I mean, like, you know, you feel me? Shit happens sometimes. When you in a drought, you in a drought, but
right.
I ain't going to lie, though. Like, right now, life going, you feel me? I'm loving it.
No, but I mean, like, I could be in love with my girl, but still be in love with my right hand. Like, this is my right hand man.
This shit
I've been
you
with
better.
This.
You know yourself. Yeah. You know yourself, you feel me? Like, and it's like, you don't got to worry about feelings after. You go right to sleep. You don't got to pay no Uber. Like, you said it's
I gotta cuddle with my girl for at least a couple minutes after we, you know, get that done. My hand's good. You wash it, boom. You know, boom. You might not even wash it.
And nobody knows what happens. You just get up, go away.
Nobody
boom.
Around.
It's over.
Nobody knows.
After I hit, I'm all sweaty and shit. I got, oh, come on. Well, I'm all like this. This is crazy.
Fuck is you talking about?
Fuck is they talking about, bro? No funny shit. You shit me? They know the scouts.
Right.
They know the movement. You know, this the new lingo. I said Bingham. Bingham was for swag like Mike. Uh-huh. You heard? But I might, how about that Buick? You heard? I might lose it.
Uh-huh.
For me, I might lose it. I might, how about that Buick?
You might pull up in a Buick?
Yeah, you know when you hop out a Buick, that means you lit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's time, you feel me? I might, how about that Buick? Like, you hop out a Buick, what you think?
I grew up driving a Buick Regal.
For real?
Not grew up, but like when I was 16, my mom had a Buick Regal. She passed that down to me.
What?
Yep.
So you know what I'm talking about.
I pull up in the Buick.
You feel me? How about that Buick? You feel me?
Buick.
Because you can hop out the Buick, go to the club. How about the Buick, go to Mike and Mary? Man, ways you can hop out that Buick.
If I pulled up in a 92 Buick Regal to the Mike and Mary store, oh, it's over.
It's over. You need closure after that.
I'm going to need a party bus to put all the hoes I'm going to pull out of that Mike and Mary store in the back.
I ain't going to lie. Shout out to Mike and Mary, too. I like Mike and Mary.
You know anything about him? I've seen a picture of him the other day. I'm like, this is the guy everybody's talking about? All right.
Facts. He looked like he could be an actor.
Yeah.
Like a movie actor or something. But I don't know that. I just like the jeans.
We got to start our own jean company.
Facts. Adam and Ron. We got to do some shit like no swag like jumper. Swag like jumper. Cause I got swag like Mike, swag like jumper.
I like it.
For me, saying go crazy with it. And then you got the basketball theme. It makes sense. We gotta go crazy.
No, like the Chrome Hearts jeans have the crosses on them, and we gonna just put some basketballs on them and shit. Yeah.
People gonna love it.
Little spud gonna web. You know?
Gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
We gonna go viral.
Viral. I gotta start making my own pants.
Bang.
You got it. Like, okay, so beyond, you got comedy, you got rap. Beyond that. Like, where is your mind at right now? Is your mind stay like getting popping as a rapper is like priority one?
Mm-hmm.
And then could you see yourself trying to do, you know, more serious YouTube content or trying to do, you know, a series? People be getting deals on Netflix, et cetera. Would you be trying to do a Ron Suno cartoon, a Ron Suno comedy show?
Facts. I definitely want to jump in the lane of just having my own TV show, my own movies, like video games, stuff like that. Like, I want to be able to just create for the world and make a difference, you feel me? And let people know you could do whatever you put your mind to. Like, it could start from scratch and you could just change the whole world. So, like, that's definitely my goal, is just having, like, a Netflix series. That'd be, like, fire. It's just me having a Netflix series about my life and just people watching it. That's definitely my goal right there. So, I want to be an actor, you feel me? I want to be a rapper. But if the rapping... If the acting take over the rapping, I'll be an actor. Yeah, acting is crazy. What? You know how much actors get paid?
There's money in that. Yeah.
Oh man, shout out to Tom Cruise, mad actors.
Matt Damon.
All these actors, they be out here. They be going crazy.
Mm.
So I'll be an actor. Word.
Gotta shout out Matt Damon.
Facts. Matt Damon.
There's this kid on stream who made a song about Matt Damon for us for some reason. Because it's because one of our employees. He was wearing a FUBU shirt, and we started to like ask him about it because he's white, and then we realized that he had no idea what FUBU was or like what it meant, and that he thought Matt Damon started FUBU.
Oh man, so he was wearing it.
So we just roasting his ass. He's a huge man.
And it was like he felt so bad though, cause he ain't know. So you know how you don't know something, and then somebody tell you, then they just going at you. It's like, damn, like I really didn't know. Like,
and I mean, if your friend thinks that FUBU was started by Matt Damon, then you got to just cook his ass.
You got to cut his ass. You got to go crazy. Pow. You got to give him 1,000. You feel me? Give him 1,000. Like, you feel me?
1,000 lashes.
What you talking about?
That's what that means. Yeah, give like, him 1,000.
Yeah, just mad heat. Straight there, boom.
Oh, 1,000 shots.
Going crazy.
There it is.
For me.
So what else you got going on? Anything else we need to know about in terms of the Ron Suno plan for world domination?
Oh yeah, I got a music video dropping tomorrow. You feel me? Well, it's gonna be out. You feel me? But bang on, you feel me? That's about to drop. You feel me? I got a music video for that. Then me and DDG got a music video dropping on the 28th. For me, so we're gonna go crazy after that. The Swag Like Mike 2 gonna drop. That's gonna be the next tape I drop, you for me. After that, I'm just keep elevating, you for me. Start my own YouTube, probably go crazy from there, have vlogs.
You thinking about doing that too? Okay. That would be good.
Yeah, have people familiar with my daily life, you know? Facts.
You could just be, you know, you thinking about starting OnlyFans? You could be just.
I thought about it.
Yeah?
I thought about it, but I was like, you know, that'd be too crazy for me. I got little kid fans.
You can't put the dick on there?
I got kids that I don't want. For me, I already know how life is, so I would just stay in my lane. You heard? Like, I go on girls only fans, and she'll feature me. Fuck it, featuring Ron Suno, go crazy.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's
a more clout that way. That's what it is to be a modern day entertainer. You go and pick up a little bit of clout in every different category. You could be laying pipe, making them laugh, pulling up and spraying up the block. Skirt.
You only live once. That's why Drake said that. You feel me? That's the motto, YOLO. You heard? Like, I love that motto. I ain't gonna lie. You only live once. You gotta live it to the fullest. You feel me? Facts.
There it is.
Can't let nobody stop you from living your life.
Can't let nobody stop you from rocking chrome hearts.
Yeah, rocking chrome hearts. I ain't gonna lie. This is the new drip right here. We going crazy.
That's what we're hearing.
I mean, chrome hearts been lit. But this is what we rocking right now.
Ron Suno's gonna win the chrome wars because I still ain't even dipped my toe in yet.
You didn't do your toe in?
Not into the chrome hearts.
So what should we rocking? What should we dripping in?
No jumper, sweatshorts, and this old Supreme shirt, and you know I got my sandals. I remember Soulja Boy looked at these sandals and he just goes, "What kind of sneakers them is?"
He didn't say sneakers.
He did, and I just thought it was mad funny because they're not even sneakers. He just said, "What kind of sneakers them is?"
Never heard that before.
Yeah.
Shout out to Soulja Boy.
I'll hold that close.
I need a no jumper shirt too.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, facts.
Because you're dripping out here. We got you mixed the no jumper shirt with the chrome hearts.
Come on.
We're lit now.
You can't beat that.
Ron Suno did that.
Ron Suno did that. Y'all know the scouts. Y'all know the vibes.
You're with the lefties.
With the lefties.
What the fuck does that mean, by the way?
I write with my left hand.
Oh, okay.
For me, I write with my left hand. For me, facts.
There it is. We'll just leave it at that.
For me, when I was in school, I used to be ambidextrous, though. For me, I used to play basketball with my right hand, but dribble with my left.
Oof.
It was weird. Like, I could shoot my right, but dribble with my left. I couldn't dribble my right. So I was ambidextrous. Like, but I'm a lefty, though. I draw my left. For me, I write with my left.
There it is.
Facts, you feel me? Shout out to my lefties.
Shout out to the lefties.
Yeah, shout out to the lefties, you heard?
Ron Suno.
Bang him.
No jumper.
No jumper. Pa. Hop out.
Go like our skit.
Yeah, go like that Instagram. Skit. Yo, get that to 1 million views.
We dropped a fire skit. Let's see how many views we got since we posted that. We posted that right as it started. And now we out here with bad service.
That Cali Wi-Fi.
Man, I ain't gonna even get a quota yet. We got 30,000 already.
Ooh, we going up.
We it's not
going
bad, up Sky. We need more, motherfuckers.
It's gonna get more. You know that. I mean, it's still early.
Once Ron shuts it out, it's over.
Oh yeah, I got a shit. I got you. You know the scouts. It's over. Me and Adam about to take the best flick too after this. Watch.
For real.
Yeah, we about to take the craziest flick.
Gang shit. Appreciate all y'all. Ooh.
Bang, Ron Suno. Stay tuned. We outside every day. I got square real quick. Do it. Okay.